Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story. Today is July 30th, 2022, and my name is Lorraine Jones. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm here with Shelly McThomas, a Golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means that Sora Shelly has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story. As a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, Sora Shelly, let's begin with you telling us something about your beginning. Would you like to tell us where you were born?
I was born here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. And tell us about your family growing up, maybe your parents' names. Okay. Do you have any siblings, your spouse? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I am the youngest of four daughters. I was what I called an oops child. My three older sisters were in college, two in college and one a senior in high school. We all went to Lincoln High School in Kansas City, the historic Lincoln High School, as did my mother and father. And so I grew up here in Kansas City. I was always aware of the AKAs from a little girl. One of my sisters did become a member of the sorority when she was a college student at Howard University, and then I followed in her footsteps.
Oh, that's great. So you have a little bit of a legacy there with your sister, one sister joining the sorority. Do you have any children of your own?
And I have one son, Aaron Jackson.
I see.
Okay. 40 or 41. I lose count.
That's understandable. So what was your occupation, or have you retired?
I am retired. Mm-hmm. I've been retired for 6 years now, this past May, and I was the Democratic Director for the Kansas City Board of Elections.
Okay, all right. Well, tell us about your college experience. What college did you attend and your major, and when did you graduate?
I attended Howard University in Washington, D.C. I got a B.S. degree in psychology. I worked on my master's there in urban studies and accumulated 39 hours towards a master's. And then I stayed in D.C. for about 25 years before returning home.
Okay. And when did you graduate from Howard?
And I graduated 52 years ago, this past June, in 1970.
Okay. Okay.
The late, great Vernon Jordan was our graduation speaker that year.
Oh, I remember him. Awesome. So when did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha, or what led you to become an AKA woman?
Well, I became a member on April the 18th, 1970, with 27 other young ladies, all of whom I'm still in touch with. We have a text thread. We were texting each other this morning. As I said, an older sister, the one who was closest to me in age, just 18 years older, also was a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. She pledged at Alpha Chapter, the founding chapter there at Howard University. One of her paddles was part of the decoration in my bedroom growing up. I have that paddle now in my home. So I always knew those initials, AKA. My mother was also very, I guess, biased. A lot of her friends were members of the sorority. And I was also had a mentor and a teacher in high school who was a member of Beta Omega Chapter, and she sponsored me as a debutante in 1968, I guess it was, or 67. It would have been November 67. And so AKA, we're known in our community when I was growing up, more than any other sorority. And so you were aware of the AKAs in Kansas City in the 50s and 60s, very much so.
Right. So I am assuming you did pledge at Howard then also?
Yes, April 18th, 1970, I became a member of the sorority, and I was on a line of 28 young ladies.
At Alpha Chapter.
Alpha Chapter.
Awesome.
Because of that experience, I was very privileged and honored to have met two of the founders, because there were living founders then, Sora and Norma Boyd. As part of your pledge period, called pledge period back then, you had a visit with the founders, and that was just very, very memorable. We sat at, I remember sitting, we sat on the floor around Sora Norma's feet, and Sora Beulah Burke was also still alive. And that was part of what you did when you pledged Alpha Chapter. Mm-hmm. And they loved having the young Ivies come and meet them. And of course, we didn't have cell phones then, so we don't have pictures, at least I don't. I do have a picture myself with her, because the year I pledged in 1970, the Alpha Kappa Alpha Boulay was here in Kansas City. So we were new sorority members, and of course, I was excited that it was in my hometown, and about five of my line sisters came. Sora Norma Boyd was still alive, or was it Beulah Burke? But we have a picture of that with her, because as Alpha Chapter girls, we were responsible for going up each morning and helping her get ready to come down to the Boulay.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So those are very precious memories that I have about the founders.
Oh, that's so wonderful. How special it was to get to meet some of the founders. That's just an experience no one can take from you. So were you active in any of the chapters? Did you have offices or titles as you served?
Yes. I was active as soon as I graduated. I believe my mother gave me my dues as a Christmas present, because she wanted me to always be active. And I was in the historic Xi Omega chapter, which I believe it's one of the oldest chapters there in Washington, D.C. They always say the historic Xi Omega. Mm-hmm. The founders belong to that chapter, too. And I was in that chapter for many years. I worked on many committees. I was the graduate advisor for Alpha Chapter for two terms. And I always say... during the period that Kamala Harris was a student, actually, but we didn't have a line in 1985. Mm. And that's the year she would have pledged as a junior. She pledged the next year in 86, and I went out of office in January, and the pledge period started in February. So I came that close to knowing her. Mm-hmm. But many of my girls, I call them my girls, who were undergrads, knew her. And I have since met her, and she's adopted me as her graduate advisor. So I was the graduate advisor, and I'm in touch with many of those young ladies who are now turning 60, which I cannot believe. One invited me to celebrate her 60th with her this past May with 10 of her other girlfriends on a beach trip in North Carolina. And so many of those young ladies have gone on to do wonderful things, as most Alpha Kappa Alpha women do. And many of them have sent their daughters to Howard, and they have also pledged. So it's been kind of a full circle moment, because they babysat my son. And so they can't believe when I show them a picture that he's a grown man, because most of them haven't seen him since he was a baby. Mm-hmm. But one little fun anecdote, because I used to take him to their chapter meetings, and they just pass him around on their lap. And when he grew up, he was surprised. I think I took him to homecoming one year, and he was surprised. He said, "Ma, I thought there were only AKAs at Howard." Excuse me. Because that's all he saw. And so I had to explain, no, there are other sororities at Howard. He said, "Oh, okay."
Well, that's what we all would think about Howard, wouldn't we?
He was just shocked to see that there were other sororities.
Well, it's really neat that you've been able to keep in touch with those young sorors that you mentored. That's great. Well, how would you say that Alpha Kappa Alpha has impacted your life?
Oh, in numerous ways. Not only impacted me in terms of being raised sort of as an only child, because my three oldest sisters were married and out of the house, and it was just me. Mm-hmm. So it gave me access to lifelong sisters. But the camaraderie, the fellowship, the opportunity to serve in different capacities and to volunteer, the pride that it brings when you discover someone who's achieved something like Kamala Harris or any of our other outstanding sorors, you find out that they're a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and it fills you with pride. So it's a great balm, shall we say, for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Well, how would you say that AKA influenced your career, or did it have an influence in any way on your career?
I think our motto, Supreme in Service to All Mankind. I retired as a public servant, and very difficult job in many ways. But keeping that model in mind, you want to do your best. You want to be excellent. You want to uphold not only your own standards, but the standards that the sorority expects you to uphold. And so when you're an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, you hold your head high and you do your best and you strive for excellence, and you always realize you're representing. You're representing your family, you're representing your alma mater, you're representing your sorority, you're representing Black womanhood. And so being a representative of all of those entities, probably remembering that you're an AKA woman, gives you a sense of, aha, well, this is how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, you told us about one memorable moment with your son asking about AKAs, but do you have any other memorable AKA moments? And you've told us about being with one of the founders. That's probably a big one. Anything else?
I don't think anything can top that. Mm-hmm. I love being a member of the sorority. No matter where you go, you can find a soror. One of my line sisters retired to Myrtle Beach, and I immediately went on one of the soror websites and said, "We have any sorors in Myrtle Beach?" And a few responded. And I said, "Well, this is my line sister. She's moving there. Please take her under your wing." And they did, because we reach out to each other that way. Now, I'd never met this soror. I haven't met her yet, but we text back and forth occasionally. What was the
that's
question?
I'm sorry. Oh, just memorable moments.
Oh, okay. Our line did not get to celebrate its 50th anniversary, but we've celebrated other anniversaries. We've taken cruises together for 3 times we've done that. For our 40th anniversary, we went to St. Lucia. I organized the trip because I felt the sorors were kind of dragging their feet, and I was out there for homecoming. I said, "Okay, guys, we've got to do something." And so we went to St. Lucia. For our 50th, we had a great plan because we were going to do 5 activities to represent the 5 decades. And starting in January, we would be, I believe, I forget what we were doing in January, but then we were going to, in April 18th, all of the Greeks that pledged, the Qs were hosting a big dinner. So we were going to be in Washington. Then we were going to be at the Boulay. And so we had a trip to South America. We had everything planned, and COVID hit 2020. So we did not get to celebrate our 50th. But We celebrate all the time anyway. So. I became ill in 2020, and I tell you, my sorors, my line sisters, the outpouring. I mean, if they could have, they would have gone to the hospital probably and replaced me. That's memorable because they live all over the country. And they must, I haven't asked them, but they must have planned to make sure I got something every week, because I got gifts, I got cards, I got books. And every week a package was coming. It was like Christmas for like 6 months. And you're not going to tell me that outside of being a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, somebody else has had that kind of an experience when they're ill. I don't think so. I know that that was an exceptional show of love and support from my line sisters.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about maybe some of your contributions to community service or maybe volunteer service in your history.
Well, let's see. Here at, in Kansas City, or should I start back in Washington?
Whatever
through
is
the sorority,
memorable or important to you. Yeah, just some of your personal contributions and things that you've been active in.
I love the arts. In Washington, I was a member of the Women's Washington Performing Arts Society. Mm-hmm. I also was on the board of the D.C. Lung Association. And I used to volunteer to read to the blind. It was a radio. I forget what kind of radio, because it wasn't like AM or FM. But we would read books to the blind. So those are some of the activities that I remember I was involved in Washington. I was also a big sister, too, through a neighbor of mine who was a minister. He paired me up with a young lady. Here in Kansas City, I'm a former member of the board of Casey Friends of Alvin Ailey. Casey Heart of America Shakespeare Festival, I used to be director of that, actually. And I'm running a blank. Young Friends of the Art at the Nelson. To do that. Now that I'm retired, I'm just on one board, Global Ties Kansas City, which is the international visitors ambassador agency for foreign visitors who come to Kansas City. So I'm on that board. I'm also a monitor of elections worldwide. We're called volunteers. It's all paid for. And I have monitored elections in Georgia, Ukraine, Russia, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Albania. And so that keeps me busy. Now that COVID is ending, that will start up again.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of my volunteer activities. I used to volunteer at my son's school years ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, you've had a lot of experiences around the world, it sounds like. But that's just awesome. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, I tell you what, I want to ask you, what advice do you have for SOARs who are starting out at Alpha Kappa Alpha now?
I always say, and I used to tell my young undergrad sorors, the sorority is what you make it, and you have to give in order to receive. So don't wait to be asked. Volunteer. Volunteer on committees and get to learn, meet other sorors. And we are now really a multi-generational sorority. It wasn't really the case 50 years ago, but we really have two and three generations of sorors in many chapters. And so I think it's important that the generations also interact and fellowship with each other. But I always say you have to give in order to get. So you've got to volunteer. You've got to get in there and work on committees and find the activities that you're interested in, and then do the work, follow up, and also enjoy yourself. Do some of the fun things, too.
I think that's great advice. Well, Sora Shelley, what do you want Sora's to remember about you?
That I tried to bring a little good, I think, to the sorority. A little wisdom, perhaps. Fairness. Liveliness. I'm sort of the party planner for my line sister, so they tell me. And joy. One of the things I used to say is, I'll never not belong to my sorority, and I'll never not work for my alma mater. I pledged one, and my parents paid me to go to school for the other. So those two have to always stay in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you want us to know or would like to share with us?
I would just say that sorority life is, I think, very important for the development of young women. We get a bad rap sometimes, but I think the benefits outweigh the negatives. Through a sorority, you can learn about yourself. You can develop into a woman. You learn how to be an organizer, a manager. You learn about business. You learn how to be a good volunteer. There are all types of skills that can be learned by being a member of a sorority. And I would encourage any young lady to think about becoming a member of a sorority. It's a lifelong commitment, but you have lifelong sisters.
So true. Well, thank you so much, Sora Shelley, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Shelley McThomas. Today is July 30th, 2022, at the Midwest Genealogy Center.